English Across the Pond.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to English Across the Pond. Hi. How are you? How are you doing today? We hope you're having a fantastic day. We hope? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there are two people on this podcast. My name is Dan. I'm an English teacher from England.
And that makes me the other host. My name's Jennifer. I'm from America. I speak American English.
And we are here every Friday bringing you the very best in English language podcasting. We're teachers. We're not podcasters or business people. I've spent 30 years in classrooms. Jennifer has spent years and years as well. And our main goal, our main hope, our dream is to help you reach your English goals, to help you improve your English. How do we do that? We have a chat. How does that help you? Well, you're listening to real English conversations from two native speakers using all of the modern, up-to-date language, idioms, phrasal verbs, expressions that you need to improve your English. After the chat, there's a language focus where we become more like teachers and less like coffee shop chatters. And then we have membership. Membership has changed a lot recently. A member wrote and said, "Are you charging more money for this?" Nope. We didn't change the price, but we've changed the way that membership works. We've got a new platform now. We think it's better. An amazing Telegram group where people from all over the world are posting. We've recently had an A to Z, where every day you post a picture beginning with that letter. So much fun. Outrageous. We've loved it. So if you really, really, really want to improve your English, then check us out. Go to our homepage, englishacrossthepond.com/gold. And there you can see everything that you need if you'd like to take a step closer and let Jennifer and I really be your teachers. But anyway, on with the show.
And today, it's walking that we're talking about today. Today's episode was inspired by National Walk to Work Day. It's something you celebrate every day.
I love to walk.
I know. I chose this episode because I knew that I could sit back, crack my knuckles, relax, and you could just talk all about your walking adventures.
What I could do is walk the walk and talk the... No, sorry. The brain, the optimal speed for your brain to travel at is 4 miles an hour.
The optimal speed your brain travels is 4 miles an hour.
It means you think... It means you think your best thoughts when you're walking.
Ooh. Yeah. I need to walk more.
No, you need to walk less.
I guess.
You have too many good ideas.
Well, maybe the walking would help me, like, sort through all of my ideas, and then only the best ones would, like, come into fruition.
I think that lots and lots of eureka moments, lots of aha moments, as they're commonly called, light bulb moments, do come when people are, you know, I was walking to, you know, even people just saying walking to the car. I think we forget the significance of, I really believe that our brains enjoy moving, but not too fast, you know, like, I don't think we're genetically designed to move any faster than sort of like walking or running, and preferably walking, and then we have our best thoughts. So if you're out there listening to this podcast as you're on your morning walk, your evening stroll, enjoy your fantastic thoughts.
Well, I'm gonna have to, like, I was just gonna say, though, maybe something controversial. I'm gonna say a controversy. How do you say controversial?
Controversial, the same, yeah.
Oh,
and controversy.
controversy is, the noun. Okay, I digress. What I was going to say is if, you know, oh, I had the greatest thought walking to my car, or I had the greatest thought, like, on my walk today, I don't know that those great thoughts are coming while you are walking.
Mm.
If you have your face like buried in a cellular phone device.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So if you're walking to the car, like checking your Insta, you know, I don't know that great idea will come. Or, you know, if you are on a walk listening to English Across the Pond, yay.
Mm.
But it's probably not the best if you're trying to like really get a lot of ideas flowing.
No, but then
which is what I tell my husband sometimes. Last thing is just like, you know, every minute you have awake doesn't need to be filled with something, with a podcast, with an interview, with a TV, with a movie, with the news, with music, with, you know, giving yourself that time of like silence is so beneficial.
I'm quite into silence at the moment.
Oh, I maybe it's just because my I'm with my son all the time. And so like when I'm not, or like even in the car with him, sometimes I'm like, no music, just shh, quiet as a mouse game, you know,
sleeping
and
lions.
Anyways, but walking is what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I mean, sorry to go back to the sort of, being on your phone, I mean, walking is sort of like a conscious act, and it can be, I think, sort of when we're going to the car, but it's much more likely where you're, I'm going for a walk, you know, it's an actual thing that you've decided to do, rather than it being something that you have to do to complete something before the walk and something after the walk. You're actually going for a walk. But I think you can have eureka moments when you're just wandering to your car, but obviously, yeah, you're not on your phone. Your mind is left free to do what it wants. Sorry, carry on.
Yes, no, I love that. So I said this episode, you know, inspired by you. You do a lot of walking. Tell me about your walking. Where are places that you enjoy walking to?
Well, I'm lucky enough to live by the coast, so I walk. One thing there is, almost I could throw a stone and hit it out the back of my house. There's the old railway line. There's no train tracks on it anymore. They were pulled up in the 1960s, but it's now known as the Cinder Track, and that goes sort of 30 miles north from here. So within 4 minutes from where I'm now sat, I can be in the countryside. And because I live by the sea, there's the Cleveland Way. It's a very ancient footpath. I think it's about 5,000 years old. It's an ancient footpath that hugs the coastline. They keep having to change where it goes because the coast keeps falling into the sea. But those two kind of go north and south from this town, kind of in tandem. The train line, for obvious reasons, is more inland, and the footpath is on the coast. But they are absolutely, I'm so lucky, you know, really, really, really privileged to have that. And it's, I say, it is really on my doorstep. So yeah, I walk on the Cinder Track, the old train track, and the Cleveland Way. That's the places where I'm normally, if you want to try and find me, that's where I'll be.
Nice. Yeah. That does sound really nice. It's been quite chilly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's winter, was winter, getting over winter, however you want to describe it. Do you walk in all types of weather? Rain, snow, sunshine, hail, wind?
Yeah, it can be kind of, it gets muddy and it gets slippy if there's too much rain. And usually, like, if it's raining before I've started walking, it's really kind of hard to close the front door and go off into it. But if it rains during, I've normally got like a little backpack with some sort of, you know, it's not really full of technical sort of gear, but it's got some bits and bobs in. Sometimes I take a bit of coffee or something as well if I'm going for, I don't know, you know, more than 10 miles or something. But no, it doesn't really matter. I don't like it when it's too hot. I'd rather have it raining and cold, but it just gets muddy. I mean, before I've been up to my knees in, honestly, up to my knees in mud. And my friend who I was with said, they call this Muddy Lane. Yeah, I bet they do.
And you're like, yeah.
And there was just no way around it. I mean, usually you can pick your way around the puddles and the slushier bits. But there are times when it's just... Okay. There are also occasionally, if you're walking near farmland, you know, the electric fences are, you know, obviously live, and they can give you a bit of a whoo to keep the cattle in, you know, to keep the cows or the sheep in. The fences are electric, and they can, give you a little bit of a kick.
Ooh.
What about you?
I love that we moved to this new neighborhood last summer. The walkability score is incredible. Boop, it's like boop. The city, so it's not like, you know, these lush nature animal type of walks that you're describing. However, we can walk everywhere, and we enjoy walking to cafes or restaurants or just around the neighborhood. I love this neighborhood too, and just like the houses, the landscaping, the succulents, the plants that are on the outside. So sometimes we'll go through different parts of the neighborhood and be like, oh, what if that was our house? Or like, oh, I wouldn't want to live in that house, but I would live in that house. And so we love doing that, you know, while we're walking. And of course, San Diego is no stranger to trails and mountains and hikes and beach walks and all kinds of things as well. So we will go on family walks, or, you know, bike riding actually is what we do often as well. But I have chronic foot pain, so sometimes a lot of walking can be kind of tough.
It's just one foot, isn't it?
My right one.
Ouch.
One day, if you're a doctor or a healer out there, let's connect.
Yeah.
But I want to know, because you have walked and you do a lot of walking, I'll just ask some questions. When's the last time you walked somewhere?
At the weekend. The weekend just gone, Sunday.
And what were you doing while you were walking?
Well, for most of it, I tend to listen to an audiobook. I'm a member of Audible, Amazon's sort of audiobook thing, website, community. But I listen to some, I usually think I'll listen to these albums, listen to some music, and listen to an audiobook. But more and more, actually, it's good to have silence. As I said, I'm getting into silence.
Nice. Have you ever been walking and saw something crazy?
Well, like deer and owls and things, lots of rabbits and badgers and... But, but we did, me and my daughter, Amy, went for a walk, and the whole road that we were walking on was flooded. It was really fun, actually. It was sort of like ankle deep. It was so cold. The water had come down from the hills. And we took our shoes and socks off and we were just walking down this, like, river road. It was the road. It was the way to go. But it's funny that the amount of times that my daughter's sort of... that it's come up in conversation or she's referenced that, it really proves, I think, that we do make big memories when we get outside into nature. We do feel connected and plugged in. I think it's where we come from. And, you know, we've put concrete beneath our feet, and we're very rarely... Well, you know, my friend... I can't think of his name.
Neil?
No, another one.
No, you would know Neil's name.
This is the friend who's... What's his name? He lives in the town next to this town. He's got a pet pig. We've talked about him before. And he constantly has bare feet all the time.
I'm barefoot all the time.
But are you barefoot when you go shopping into town?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he's like literally all the time, sort of like even when it's raining and stuff in the winter, and he's just walking down the road, he's got... I can't think of his name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not that it's going to affect us.
What about snow? Is he barefoot in the snow?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, I see him every now and again. I don't know, actually. But I think it is actually maybe... It's like that is maybe a good thing to do, but I'm just kind of not brave enough to do it. But we don't connect enough with, you know, with the earth, I don't think. We insulate ourselves from it by wearing rubber beneath our feet.
Rubber, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. Walking, I'm thrown off by this guy barefoot.
Yeah, I'm thrown off by the fact I can't remember his name, which is crazy. But yeah. Anyway.
What's the longest that you've ever walked?
I'm not sure, but when I was a kid at primary school, we did a big hike for charity. I think it was 15 miles or something, which when I was little, it just seemed like 100 miles. It was crazy. There were people collapsing, and so it was all very dramatic. And actually, as an adult, 15 miles, it's a long way, but I think I've probably walked further than that as an adult. But as a kid, we all got a certificate, and say people had huge rashes and blisters and things, collapsing, dehydration. And it was in some national park in the UK. I think it was maybe I was like 10 or 11. So that's the sort of the long one that stands out.
Wow, yeah. What about like theme parks, you know, like theme parks or things like that that aren't necessarily like one long distance from point A to point B, but if you were wearing your Fitbit, it's probably the most walking.
London.
Yeah, touring the city.
Oh, it's amazing how you chew up the miles and, you know, like 30,000 steps, just wandering around museums, looking at pictures that you don't understand and statues from 2,000 years ago going, means nothing to me, but I've got a lot of steps.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
That makes me think of trying to see if I could go back. I don't see how to really go back on my Fitbit, but last week, if you open up your Fitbit, is it handy?
No, I've got it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but like the app on your phone, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I'm there.
How many times have you gone over 10,000? You're going to blow me out of the water.
Yeah, but you have real problem. You have real difficulties walking. How do I do that on my Fitbit?
You go open up your Fitbit and click on that little circle thing that says the steps for today. And then you can scroll down and see like this week, last week.
See, I've been wearing my watch, so it's actually just sort of updating. And while we're waiting for my phone to update, are you optimistic about your foot? I worry about you. I feel sort of bad about your foot and that you've got a poorly foot. And I know that you're sort of like, it's okay and sort of, you know, it's all right. But it must be a drag.
Oh, it's awful. But, you know,
Do you think you'll ever get it? Do you think you'll ever get it fixed?
I hope it'll get fixed. I hope I'll get it fixed. I'm trying.
And what brought it?
We'll see.
What brought it on?
It got brought on by, I don't know, nothing. It just kind of gradually started being more and more painful. And then there was a stress fracture there at one time, but the stress fracture came and went and the pain never changed. I've had surgery and injections, so who knows if that's kind of messed things up in there. I don't know. But my my most steps were all the way back in October when I was on a vacation, New Orleans and Austin. So we were doing a lot of walking around. So I had like 11,000 steps, 9,000 steps, 14,000 steps, 10,000 steps. So I had 65,412 steps that week. But that's definitely not average for me personally.
I am. I've been logged out of my Fitbit, and it's taken ages to log in. So maybe I can't tell you. But I'll tell you next time.
Yeah, or share it. Maybe we can share it on social.
Yeah, sure. Of course, of course. Also, I was thinking in our Telegram channel, I could add a couple of pictures from where I go walking.
Yes. Share that, and then our members, we want to see where you guys walk.
Yeah.
Listeners, post where you walk, tag us on social media so we can share it.
Yeah, and
we would love that.
Do you agree that you know, you have your good ideas, or it clears your head, or I think there's kind of a thing that, like, it's one of those, like, old, we call it like an old wives' tale, an old wives' story. It just means a story that's passed down, as in, you know, eat more carrots because you can see in the dark, which you can't actually see in the dark, but carrots have got vitamin C, and there is a grain of truth in there. I think the idea that all parents, all mothers and fathers, because, oh, just go for a walk, you know, I think that is also, there's a truth in there as well, in that kind of, oh, just go for a walk, get outside and stretch your legs, get some air, you know. That, did you have that when you were a kid, or were you outside anyway? Or
I was outside a lot as a kid.
Yeah, me too. But there was that kind of, I remember my friend's mum, we'd always say, oh, we're bored, and she'd say, go for a walk. And I really remember, like, a lot of the walks that we went, and it was great to go for a walk, actually. It's sort of like, oh, I don't want to go for a walk. But we did a lot of the time, and even back then, when I lived in my hometown, there was lots of green around, lots of countryside. And so, yeah, it's good advice, I think. So, listeners, if you haven't gone for a walk for a while, go stretch your legs, have a walk around my block.
Yes, do it. Get out there, stretch.
Yeah. And have some amazing ideas. Change the world.
Do it.
Nice chatting.
We shall meet again. I need to go on a walk. I'm going to stretch out. I'm going to hop on my acupressure mat. And I'm going to get some steps in.
Maybe I should, like, go live when I'm on one of my walks, huffing and puffing with bright red cheeks, slipping over and
do
stuff.
Do it. Yes.
Go do live it. On Telegram.
Yes.
Okay. Lovely chatting.
We shall meet again.
Don't know where, don't know when. We do know where on this channel. We do know when, next Friday.
Yay!
Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye! And welcome back to another Language Focus right here on English Across the Pond. This week, our episode talked about walking. We talked about our experiences with walking, and we gave a lot of past tense examples. So this language focus wants to highlight some of the differences between the simple past and the past continuous. So I asked Dan, when was the last time you walked somewhere? This was the simple past. When was the last time you walked somewhere? This action focuses on the completed action. I want to know when he walked. When did that completed action happen? I also asked him, have you ever been walking and saw something crazy? So although this isn't the past continuous, this is the present perfect continuous. But notice I'm talking about an action continuing. Be walking or been walking in this sense. So verbs or sentence tenses with the ing form focus on an action happening or continuing. So what were you doing while you were walking last week, for example? In this example, what were you doing while you were walking? Past continuous focuses on an action continuing. I want to know, during the action that continued, you walked for a while, and what were the actions that were happening while you were walking? Notice I also use the word while. While, or during the time, is also a key word for the past continuous because I want to know what two things are happening at the same time. I want to know the situation, the actions, what was continuing during that same time together. This is a basic key difference between the simple past and the past continuous. The simple past focuses on a completed action, something that's done, where the past continuous focuses on an action continuing and the ing continuation of it. When we use these two tenses, we want to emphasize
those two differences, or we choose to emphasize those differences, and that is why we use one or the other. Ask questions, get more practice, and connect with us in real time in our Gold Pond membership. Sign up today and improve your English and take it to the next level. Have a good day. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.